Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the English language is the most difficult one because there are many meanings to words. A word can mean one thing or it can mean another thing. And if you're coming to this country and it is your second language, it's difficult sometimes for people to learn the language because of all the different meanings for words. And it's sometimes difficult for people who it's the first language to understand what all of the different words mean, and sometimes they're taken out of context. It's how you mean it. It's how the inflection is. So when we talk about a word like fear, yes, fear, F-E-A-R, it could mean many things. Someone could be afraid of flying in an airplane or driving in a car, or they might be afraid of a certain animal or insect, or they might be afraid of cold calling. There's a good one for you. They might have fear, but fear for a CEO, president, or business owner is a gift. If you really understand that you can use fear to your advantage, if you can look at your business and you can be afraid that you are not going to meet the needs of your clients or customers, and that you're always right on top of it because you don't want to let them down, it's to your advantage. If you have a fear that you're not running your business correctly for maximum success and profit, and you're studying business all the time because you're driven to do that, it can be an advantage. There are so many ways that fear can be an advantage in your particular business. Are you afraid of not paying the bills? There's a big one. Are you afraid of failure? What are you afraid of in your business? And you turn around and you say, I'm not going to let fear debilitate me. I'm not going to let it stop me from doing things, but I am going to pay attention because this makes me uncomfortable. Business people who aren't afraid, who are careless, and just go out and just make decisions that are not grounded in reality and aren't sound business decisions, will find that they have a problem. But when you have a fear, if the marketing program that you're going to put in place is going to work, you're going to look at that marketing project much closer than you would if you would say, I'm not worried about it. I'll just take care of it. So when you think about business and you think about fear, don't think about it in a negative way. Make it your friend. Carry it with you. Have it on your mind all of the time. When you're talking to someone, say, am I communicating with them? I have a concern that I'm using the proper language. Everything that you do when you are properly afraid, when you're using it in the right way, will drive your business to more success. It will help you understand how to meet the needs of your customers, your employees, your coworkers, and everyone around you, as long as you don't let it debilitate you. Fear is your friend, and it will help you make a great profit in your company, and it will reduce your stress, because when you're looking at making a decision, you're covering in all different directions. You're thinking it through because you don't want to make the wrong decision. Interesting concept, isn't it? This is Howard Lewinter, and I certainly have my own fears that drive me and make sure that I give people the very best advice I can and help them in every possible way to be successful. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.